Hello everybody, this is Tormod, and I want to talk about my process at the moment, and also it's a kind of a pivotal point in my process that I want to share some stuff I figured out about my trauma. And we all carry trauma to some extent, to some degree, in different ways. And I was born in 1978. And basically what happened to me, one of the key moments that happened to me when I was like 4 or 5 years old, was that I was 4 or 5 years old before school started, basically. And I was, together with my cousins, playing nude games with our bodies, basically. This very euphoric, very energetic play, nude play with my cousins. And what happened was that a grandmother caught us and basically just told us to stop it. And she basically ended that euphoric play that we had going on. She ended that. And from there on, it's been mostly blank for me what happened. Because what I learned from this is that I was not brought to an understanding of why the play was, our innocent nude play was wrong. I was not brought to an understanding and a proper, awareness about what we were doing was wrong. So the adults around me did not explain to me, did not debate with me, made me understand in trust and confidence and vocabulary why that had to end. So basically what was lacking was vocabulary and trust. So since I did not have the trust or the vocabulary to express myself, I started to suppress this memory. And this caused all my school years to be a living hell, basically, in fear of people knowing what happened during that play, basically, when I was like 7, 8, 9, etc. Great, great fear, and a big conundrum about why. I know, and I learned that when I grow into my teens and my adulthood, I learn that I try to express myself, but I always felt that my expression was, I couldn't be expressive enough, basically. So what I was living when I tried to express myself is that I was living with the suppression of my expression. I was living the suppression of my expression and not the expression in itself. I was living a symptom, you know. So for all my years, when I was rocking and raving in the city and doing paintings and being a clown everywhere and everything I was doing, being like alive and full of rock and roll, basically. And all that commotion, all that stuff going on, was basically me living the suppression and denial of my expression. My expression was something much more innocent, much more pure, and something that I have not yet been able to define, because I'm only now discovering my innocent, pure expression, because that expression have always been buried and suppressed under a lot of misunderstood expression, or the symptoms of my expression, basically. I believe that I was expressing when I was painting, when I was having sex, when I was drinking, when I was doing drugs. I believe that I was expressing. But I was only living the suppression and denial of my true expression. And this, you know, I reckon myself being born with schizophrenia. And you know, me being 4 or 5 years old and being caught by grandmother, all that, perhaps I needed more communication, more debating, more understanding, more intimacy, more guidance, more assistance back then. Which, and my parents, and nobody knew that I had schizophrenia back then when I was that young. It wasn't discovered before I was 24. So basically, no, it's nobody's fault. I'm not blaming anybody, not my grandmother, not nobody. Because we've all just been living pre-programs of mine, inherited by our ancestors, living the sins of the fathers. But this programming of sins of the fathers stops with me. And hopefully you. So basically, I'm learning today, slowly, but surely, what is my true expression? Where does life want to guide me, basically? What does life want to show me? What does my ancient, suppressed, true expression have to teach me today? 40 years later. And this is part of also not only to stop the sins of the fathers, but also to give our children so much more ability to communicate with us. Give them vocabulary. Give them the real needed trust they need to trust in adults and parents. You know, and so because school for me was a living hell, all my 9 years of elementary school was a living hell. I didn't learn to learn, basically. From very early on, I was struggling in school, and I didn't learn how I was supposed to learn. For instance, when I did a mistake, I would bury myself in that mistake. I would judge myself so badly because I made a mistake. Oh, I can, and then I would like bury myself under shame and guilt because I made a mistake. I didn't learn that it's okay and it's needed. It is needed to make mistakes when you're in a learning process. I did not learn that. So my learning ability was skewed from in school, in early years of school. I didn't learn how to learn. I was basically, school was hell. School was just waste for me and made me so much worse. Consequences of all things going on. When I was 15 years old and I went out of elementary school, I was a fucking wreck. I was a wreck. So Yeah, but back to my trauma, I realized that we are all living some sort of trauma in our lives, where that we often deny. Most of us just deny this and just flattens over it and just thinks that we can just think positive thoughts or whatever, or believe in God or positivity or gossip or alcohol or whatever. They can use some sort of a remedy like religion or positivity or love and light or drugs or whatever. And that will, but you know, we have to get to the core. And with self-forgiveness, you go to the core because it's you healing you. It's you forgiving you. It's me forgiving me, you know. And there's no, and all that stuff came out when I started many years ago forgiving myself and peeling the layers of the onion, basically inwards, 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 down, 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 into my body, into my trauma like that, and forgiving, forgiving all my reactions, all my emotions, all my feelings, all my thinking, all my personalities. Forgiving it all in great, great detail. It is a massive job, but it's our only chance. It's our destiny to forgive ourselves. So, yeah. I learned that my expression was basically living my symptom. When I would paint, when I would try to express in communication and talking or whatever we were doing, I would learn that I would think that I was expressing like everybody else was expressing, in my opinion. But the fact is that I was only living in the suppression and the denial of my true expression. I was not really living my real self-aware expression, which I'm just discovering these days and uncovering these days, trying to catch the essence of what is my expression. So yeah, that's basically what I wanted to share right now. And I hope you have a nice day. And keep breathing. Take a deep breath. And find yourself in your breath, grounded in your body, and root yourself in your body.